The British writer Ian McEwan won the Booker Prize in 1998 for his novel Amsterdam. Our reviewer Alan Chews thinks his latest work of fiction, a novel called Atonement, is up to McEwan's usual high standards.
The novel opens on a summer evening in a British country house in 1935. The Tallis family has gathered for dinner, and one of the daughters, Briony, a 13-year-old girl with a great imagination and a gift for language, commits a horrible crime, an act that reverberates through the war years and beyond. In the first 100 pages of this story, McEwan inks in a lush landscape, both outdoors and indoors, rooms upstairs and down, lawns, gardens, woods. And as a result, the narrative develops rather slowly, almost as though the writer were surprising himself with the uncustomary richness of his prose and so decided to tread carefully. And then comes one of the most remarkable erotic scenes in modern fiction, a sexual encounter between Briony's older sister and a family friend. The scene lasts only 4 pages, and it's something you may never forget. Young Briony certainly never forgets it. Stumbling upon the couple by accident, she goes into a brief period of shock, which brings her later in the evening to the point of bearing false witness and sending a young man to prison. Meanwhile, World War II is fast approaching, and this same young man, having served his time for an offense he didn't commit, finds himself suffering even more punishment as he limps along in the company of some semi-shell-shocked fellow soldiers retreating across the corpse-strewn French countryside on their way to the beach at Dunkirk. Whether it be the mood of England on the verge of war in the opening sequences, or the powerful Dunkirk section, or the convincing scenes of London just before the Blitz in the third part of the novel, all of McEwan's story comes alive with the details of the time. And without details, as the narrator puts it, no one would ever know what it was like to be here. How McEwan fits together the details, large and small, of Briony's story makes for a beautifully ironic and convincing conclusion to a novel about love and death, innocence and experience, war and peace. A book that lets you know what it was like to be there.
The book is Atonement by Ian McEwan. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.